Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Ham Nation is brought to you by ICOM. Take ICOM with you en route, on location, and on the go. For more information, visit ICOMAmerica.com/HamNation. And by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/HamNation.
This is Ham Nation, episode number 98, May 15th, 2013. Dayton, 2013. And as we hear Joe Walsh play us in with his wonderful guitar playing, good evening, everyone. It's Ham Nation, and it is episode number, is it 98 already? Wow, look at this, 98 already. It's amazing. We are getting ready for Dayton. We've got Bob Heil and Gordon West are both on the road. They are at Hamvention right now getting everything together. I think Bob is going to be in later on tonight. I think we've got him in. But let's move a couple of hours to my north up to towards Jackson, Mississippi, and bring in George, W5JDX. Good evening, my friend. How are you? You looking good tonight in your red?
Oh, thank you, Don. Yeah, good to be here tonight. Bob and Gordo, of course, in Dayton. And maybe we'll have an appearance later on in the show here from one of them. Got some great stuff going on. A lot of Dayton information tonight throughout the show. And we're going to have Amanda in here a little bit and Cheryl, too. And you remember, Don, I was talking about my son was going to take his technician exam?
Yes. How did he do?
He scored 100%. Took it last night. And so we've got another ham in the family now. There's his CSCE.
That.
Yeah. And he said Gordo's books really made it simple. And that next month he's going to go back and try for his general.
Excellent. Well, I tell you, if you want to learn ham radio, Gordon West is the guy. I mean, he is the man. I think probably Gordon has taught more people ham radio than anybody else on the planet. I mean, Gordon's the best. And for you out there watching Ham Nation, maybe for the first time thinking, you know, this ham radio thing sounds interesting. Gordon West, you go to go get his books and he will absolutely break everything down into the most elementary, easy to understand way to learn ham radio, which can be a little technical, not nearly as technical as it was, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago. But nonetheless, it's still a technical subject. But Gordon West breaks it down like nobody I have ever seen. Wouldn't you agree with that, George?
I would. You know, I had sent him the question pool earlier to study, and he was looking over it, going through it. And he said, you know, Dad, I really want to kind of understand this stuff, and just looking at these questions is not doing that. So we got him Gordell's books, and he said it really, you know, opened it up for him. He could understand things a lot better.
Well, I used Gordon's book for every one of my tests, from technician through, novice technician, general, and extra. So, it's great. And we've got, you mentioned Amanda. Amanda is making a return tonight for the first time in a long time. It's going to be nice to see Amanda, and of course, we'll have Cheryl with the chat room stuff. But let's go ahead and get into the meat of things. We've got a special guest tonight. We've got WT6H Mike Ferreira out there in Gilmore, California, the garlic capital of the world. And we're going to talk Dayton. And George, you want to take that and talk to let's bring Mike in if we can.
Yeah, there Mike in Gilroy.
Hey, everybody. Good evening, Don. Good evening, George. And you almost got it right. It's Gilroy, California, the
what
garlic capital of the world.
What
Hello,
did I say?
Everybody. WT6H here, your West Coast net control station for the 40-meter net, joining you guys tonight on Ham Nation. And we're going to talk about Dayton this year and the Hunters Show. I've had this idea going in my head here since last year around the 50th show and wanted to do something special to celebrate 100 episodes. So what I come up with is to have a special event station and to operate during the time of the 100th show, which turns out that we've got that happening at the same time as Dayton. So what we've done is we've been issued 4 1-by-1 call signs, one to each of the net control stations on HF. That's W6H, W1H, N0H, and N5H to celebrate the 100th broadcast of Ham Nation on May 29th, 2013. And all you need to do is work each of the stations once, regardless of band. We're going to be on HF on 10 meters through 40, 75 meters, whichever bands are open. I know me personally, I'm going to try to stay on the higher bands while they're open and work down to the lower bands at nighttime. So again, we have four special event stations. All you need to do is work each one once, and contacts can be made on any band. All the information about the special event and our date and activity can be found on by looking up each of the one-by-one call signs on QRZ. So again, that's W6H, W1H, N0H, and N5H. Try and work all of the four one-by-one special event calls starting today, May 15th, and ending on the 100th episode, May 29th, and qualify to receive a special event certificate, which you will be able to download from our website. QSL cards will also be available from each special event station. To get the individual QSL cards, you should send your QSL with a self-addressed stamped envelope to each station. Mailing addresses for all four stations can be found on QRZ.com. We're going to be trying to use the regular net frequencies there. So on 20 meters on or around 14.268, 40 meters 7.272, and on 75 meters 3.847 megahertz. For our technicians, you'll find us up on 10 meters around 28.450. So keep an eye on the cluster. We're going to try to get posted on there when we get on frequency, and also to check our web page there. If you go to any of the one-by-one call signs on QRZ, you can click on the special event link there, which will take you to the Ham Nation 40 page celebrating the 100th Ham Nation show. And on there, we hope to update information daily as to what frequencies we are operating on. Let's see, during Dayton, and I put together a remote station consisting of a Kenwood TS-480 using remote rig hardware to communicate between the control head and the radio back at my home QTH here in Gilroy. So during Hamvention, we will be operating from the Exceed Viasat trailer located outside in the flea market area in the west parking lot. And beginning tonight, during the regular after-show nets, we will be using our one-by-one special event calls, and that will qualify for the QSL card and also the special event certificate. So look for us on the standard net frequencies. I'd like to thank Al, K1LTJ, for all his hard work on making the certificate accessible, and also to Bill and to Dale for all the work on the QRZ pages, which he put together, and Dale, K0HYD, for developing and creating the special event certificate. Also, Dale has a list of people that are going to come help us with manning the Ham Nation booth, so we've got all of that taken care of. And stop by and shake our hands. I'd love to meet you guys that I've been talking to on 40 meters, and our future people that are going to be tuning in on the net. I know I'm getting a lot of new stations checking in every week. So I'd love to hear you guys on there tonight. And we will be doing the regular net tonight. And then tomorrow, Friday, coming up here, stop by and give us an eyeball contact. And we've got something for you there, too. Boy, I think I covered everything. So that's it from WT6H Gilroy, California. I'm off to pack my bags. And I'll be running the net tonight here shortly in about an hour. Let's see. I think that's it. Oh, we're also going to be operating from Al's motorhome in the KOA campground. So we will have a station actually broadcasting from Dayton, including the in addition to the remote station that I have. Well, I think that's it. Any questions that you guys have should be able to be answered by just going to each of the one by one call signs. Again, that's W6H, that's me, W1H, which is Al, K1LTJ, N0H, that's Dale, K0HYD, and N5H, which is Bill down there in Round Rock, Texas, K5LN. And we will all be there in Dayton. I hope all you guys that make it there will be able to meet. And that's it from Gilroy. I'm going to turn it back over to George. Thanks, guys, for having me on. And Amanda and Cheryl, you guys don't do anything I wouldn't do while the cat's away. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. It was good to have you here with us tonight. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you bright and early Friday morning. I'm going to stop by there and shake your hand. Of course, we did last year, and you gave some garlic away. I got a clove of garlic from you, so I guess that's the best garlic in the world. Is that correct?
You are correct. We have the biggest amount of garlic processed here in Gilroy. It's not really grown here, but it all comes through starting in about June and July. We have the Garlic Festival, which brings on 100,000 or more people. This year, celebrating 35 years of the Garlic Festival in Gilroy. And like I said, we produce everything from garlic powder to, I guess you need garlic, different sauces and stuff. There's one here I really like called Pepper Plant. So get your garlic while you can. It's probably coming from Gilroy. It's being processed there.
All right, 7-3, Mike, and we'll see you in Dayton.
7-3, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Don?
Yeah, and not a vampire to be seen in Gilroy because of all that garlic.
No vampires in Gilroy.
No, absolutely not. Well, you know, that's the special event stuff for Ham Nation. Not the only things that are going on. We've got the ICOM D-Star Dayton Kids Reflector, which is going on, too. You can call CQ D-Star. The Texas Interconnect team is putting this together. It's going to be on Reflector 33 Bravo, and it starts, Friday morning. Continues through Saturday and Sunday, so get on Reflector 33 Bravo and get some kids involved in making some contacts, and that's going to be a cool thing, and we thank ICOM and the Texas Interconnect team for putting that together. That's going to be cool. I'm going to try to make a few of those contacts from work, which will be cool. Friday during work and then Saturday and Sunday, I'll try to make a few of those. So that's a cool thing. Absolutely. 9 to 6 on Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday is 9 until noon. So that's the Hamvention. Those are Eastern Daylight Time times. That's the Hamvention hours. So, George, anything to add to that? That's going to be a cool thing for the D-Star.
That is, and you know, ICOM's helping sponsor that. And speaking of ICOM, Ray took a few snapshots for us of some of the setup going on in the Harrah Arena for Hamvention. And Brian, if you've got that video there, we'll just take a quick look at some of the precursor to the show. Yeah, I think those were maybe taken early this morning, so the site looks a lot different there now, and hopefully there'll be a lot more stuff by there tomorrow and Friday.
hot off the press. I'll tell you, another cool Dayton videos is Joe Eisenberg, K0NEB, who does the kit building for him at Dayton every year. He does Dayton slideshows. He does two of them every year and puts them to music, and they're really, really slickly done. And the music and the pictures always go together with a theme. If you go to YouTube and search for K0NEB, I believe you'll find those, his Dayton videos. He does two every year after the show, so that's a cool thing. Do we have Amanda handy? Amanda, are you with us tonight?
Amanda is experiencing slow connectivity issues at the moment.
I hate when that happens.
So we are working on that at the moment.
We are without Amanda. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a look at the Greenland video, if we can, and we'll try to come back to Amanda. Do we have the Greenland video? There we go. That looks cold.
Yeah, he's frozen.
Apparently.
I'm Don W6 GPS, and this is my good friend I just met, Peter, OX3XR. Did I get it right?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I actually saw him on APRS, and I found out that I was going to have a photo assignment into Greenland and made it a point to come down to Nuuk to meet a fellow ham. So, Peter, how long have you been a ham?
I've been a ham since 1970.
Oh, so yeah. You were a little guy.
Yes, I was 17.
Okay. So it's a good hobby to have.
It is, yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do, I want you to let's go into the shack and let's tell me about some of your stuff you have here, okay?
Right.
Let's go right over here. Okay.
We are here in the club station of X3 November unit from Kilo, and it was established in 1987 by 15 ham radio members here. Now we are only five left. To the left here, this is the APRS station and the communication center of our small network. And to the right here is the remote control station that I use. There's another remote control station used by Jan, OX3 Delta Bravo. And then number three is on the way, that's Brian, OX3 India Oscar. Yeah, the control head here is at my apartment. It's connected to a similar box like this one here, which again is connected to the wireless LAN net, which again is connected to the club station here, which is 3 kilometers from our apartment. Controlled at Kenwood TS480, just as you had it at home, except it is located in this case here, 3 kilometers away.
So it's better having it that way at your home in the warm fire to check the radio, the stations, than to come down to the station.
Yes, you can check it when you want, and you don't have to drive 5 kilometers to check the radio conditions. And here we have access to good antennas, wire antennas, beam antennas, etc. For the low bands, we have for 160 and 80 meters and 40 meters, we have dipole antennas and slooping dipoles. And for 20 meters, 15 meters, and 10 meters, we have a Force C3SS. And we have a log periodic from M2 from 17 to 30 megahertz. And they are in two different towers out here. So this is the transceiver, the TS480. And this is a relay control system, which we use for switching antennas. And the rest is power supplies and a DT mode interface for the computer, running, for example, PSK31 or JT65 or WSPR. And what you see here is actually my computer at home. This is a computer at home, which is I'm logged into now. And these are the IP addresses on the wireless LAN closed net. And this is the wireless LAN transceiver. And it can run in the ham radio amateur bands. And then we use this kind of antenna to connect for the wireless LAN net.
Okay, and who makes that?
It's done by Ubiquiti, a US product. It's called a Bullet. There are many different, there are also nano stations, which we also use, a 5 gigahertz. This is a 2.4 gigahertz. A complete transceiver, 1 watt.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, this is a tube from a low-frequency transmitter, which was located at the Cook Islands, 30 kilometers out here in the fjord. And this is one of, I think there was four of these in a transmitter.
What kind of tube is that?
I don't know. Maybe something. Maybe it's an iMac. That's a. I don't know. I don't know what it is. There's nothing printed on it.
Just something interesting to talk about.
Yeah. We have requests every year. People are coming here maybe every second year, maybe every year, from different places. Yes.
So do you get some good contacts?
Yes. We get good contacts from here. Greenland is often a requested call sign for QSL and for DX hunting. They want the card for DXCC,
right,
for sure.
And what room is this?
This is a room where we prepare antenna projects for next summer. This is a repair on the Force C3SS antenna. This one came down in a heavy storm. So it was picked up, and we bring it here for repairs like this.
And the storms are hard here.
They can't be hard. We have, last winter, we had a storm with up to gusts up to 58 meters per second.
Wow.
Yeah. So we see often damage to our antennas due to heavy storms.
And you're right next to the ocean, too.
Yeah, the ocean is
right
next door.
Tell me about your bench. here's some collection right here.
Yeah, there are some old stuff here.
Eric the Red used that one, right?
No, this is no longer used. I think it's only here for fun. But this is left over from the telecommunication authorities.
Okay.
It is.
Well, so there you have it. OX3NUK, named after the city of Nuuk, Greenland. And for Ham Nation, this is Don, W6GPS, and Peter, OX3XR, Nuuk, Greenland. Back to you guys.
Great stuff. That's amazing. It's neat to see ham radio and how it's done in other places, especially with such wild weather. That's Don, thanks for bringing that to us. Really appreciate that. Are we able to get Amanda back now, Brian?
We are still working on it. Yeah.
Okay.
We might not be able to get to her tonight because the internet just keeps going up and down.
Yeah, that could be. All right, we've got a full show anyway, and that's sad though. We've missed Amanda for a long time, but we'll definitely get her back in. Well, let's go ahead, why don't we, and hear a word from our fearless leader. No, not Bob. Talking about Leo, W6TWT, and Audible. Leo?
Hello, hams. Hi, Gordon. Hi, Bob. How are you? Hamvention. Bob, I'm going to call you because we're going to have you on the radio show from Hamvention. Don't worry. I did not forget. But I'm here to talk about something else. I'm here to talk about Audible.com, the world's wonderfulest. Is that a word? Fabulousest. The best audio bookstore in the whole wide world. 100,000 plus titles, science fiction, nonfiction. I read a lot of history. I've been reading histories of World War II on there. Just some great stuff. There's also thrillers. The new Dan Brown novel just came out. That's on Audible. Man, if you like to read, you will love Audible because you can consume, if you will, books in places where you can't hold a book, whether it's driving to work, the commute, at the gym. I listen to Audible on the Stairmaster. I'm getting in shape and filling my brain with good stuff. While you're doing housework, walking the dog, anytime you'd like to read but you can't hold a book, Audible just is wonderful. That's why I've been a member since 2001. I have over 500 books in my library. It's another great thing about Audible is when you buy a book on audible.com, it's yours forever. It's in your library. They have great Audible apps on iPhone, Android phones, Windows 8, Windows phones, so you can see every book you've ever purchased. You can listen to it again. It really is great. Right now I'm listening to a wonderful book about Hollywood. It's about the transition from the old Hollywood to the new Hollywood. It's called Pictures at a Revolution. I think it was Andy Inoko told me about it. so cool. It's about the five Academy Award nominees for 1967 and how they represented both the old Hollywood and the new Hollywood. Guess who's coming to dinner at Dr. Doolittle, the old Hollywood, In the Heat of the Night, The Graduate, and Bonnie and Clyde. And it's the story of the making of each of these movies, the battles they fought, how the public reacted to them, how they changed the movie making. What a great book. I don't want it to end. It's 14 hours long, I'm coming to the end of it. I'm kind of sad. But there's good news, because next week, Khalid Hosseini's new book, And the Mountains Echoed, comes out. If you love The Kite Runner, which one of the most beautiful books ever, his new book, And the Mountains Echoed. There it is. And the Mountains Echoed. Click his name, if you will, there, T-Bone, and it'll show you. There it is. Now, you can pre-order this. He writes the most beautiful prose ever. Now, the book is not out yet, but it's scheduled to be released in less than a week. And you can get it for free right now if you go to audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. What we're going to do is we're going to set you up with a gold account. That's the book a month subscription. And incidentally, subscriptions also include a daily copy of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal delivered to your inbox. You can listen as you drive to work, catch up on all the news, and a book, actually a credit towards a book, but almost all the books on Audible, including that, are a single credit. Now, the nice thing is if you cancel within the first 30 days, you pay nothing, but that book is going to be yours in your library forever. It's yours to keep. I don't think you're going to want to cancel. Audible, for me, is a lifeline. It saved me from a lot of road rage. I think you're going to like it. Try it, would you? audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. If you use that special address, then Gordo and Bob and the gang will get credit, and we want them to get credit. audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. Thanks, guys. Sorry to interrupt, and I'll see you in Dayton.
Thanks, Leo. Appreciate that. There's a brand new book actually on Audible that I saw today that just came out. If you're a fan of the band Heart, their new book, Kicking and Dreaming, is now available on Audible. So that's something that if you're a music lover, you might want to consider. Let's go ahead and get into the news of the day now from Amateur Radio Newsline. So if we can roll that, please. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 1865, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. The 2013 Dayton Hamvention is here. This year's theme is the DX Hamvention, and in a recent interview with Hap Holly, KC9RP of the Rain Report, Hamvention spokesman Michael Coulter, W8CI, explained the reasoning for the choice.
Our theme this year, DX Hamvention, seemed to resonate with us because in order to have good DX and to make contact, you reach out to the world. And so that's literally what Hamvention is trying to do. We reach out to the world and bring amateur radio operators in throughout the whole world.
And, says Coulter, this appears to be a record year for those showing and selling their wares at Hamvention.
We have more vendors inside this year than we've ever had. And last year was a big year, so we are nearly sold out inside. Hard to keep up with all the folks that are coming. But, you know, that's part of the surprise of Dayton, is that a new vendor comes in and you go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know about these people. And you can find some new and interesting radio gear.
And will there be anything really special taking place? Coulter says most definitely.
One of the big things this year is the Homeland Security is going to be involved with us. They approached us last year, and they are going to have a special emergency training this year. And I think you can get your different certificates on that, the 100B through the 800B certificate. That's a new thing for this year.
As usual, Amateur Radio Newsline has its team of reporters at Hamvention 2013. We also will be hosting the annual Ham Radio Town Meeting May 18th, where the central topic will be What DX Means to Me. In keeping with the theme of this year's Hamvention, this will be a non-technical look at working and being DX from a very personal point of view. Among our presenters will be world-class DX operator Chip Margelli, K7JA of Inuv Antennas, Hollywood filmmaker and DXer Dave Bell, W6AQ, and the United States coordinator of the International Morse Code Preservation Group, FISTS, Nancy Cott, WZ8C, to mention only three. So if you will be at Hamvention 2013, please stop by Meeting Room 2 on Saturday, May 18th from 11:45 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Meeting Room 2 for this year's Ham Radio Town Meeting. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
That's Jim Dameron, N8TMW. And if you can't be there in person, you can travel to Dayton vicariously thanks to Tom Medlin, W5KUB, and his live television streaming at W5KUB.com. Tom's live broadcast begins Wednesday, May 15th at 8 a.m. Central Time as he starts the 550-mile drive from Memphis to Dayton. On Thursday, you can get a peek of the various vendors setting up and then enjoy the next 3 days of Hamvention itself. And if you make it to Hamvention, Tom says that he and his crew will be set up at Space SA-302. And to please drop by and say hello. Also, ICOM will transmit a live video stream across the internet from its Dayton Hamvention booths on Saturday, May 18th. Guest speakers include Emmy-nominated television producer John Amadeo, NN6JA, of the hit ABC sitcom Last Man Standing, Gordon West, WB6NOA, and AmateurLogic.tv host George Thomas, W5JDX. Thomas also is the recipient of this year's Dayton Hamvention Special Achievement Award, and ICOM will also stream Contest University May 16th and D-Star Training May 17th. A complete webcast schedule and other Dayton-related information can be found at icomamerica.com/Dayton2013. And once Dayton is over, Amateur Radio Newsline sets its sights on the Huntsville Hamfest in Alabama, happening exactly 3 months after Dayton on the weekend of August 17th and 18th. The Huntsville Hamfest is the home of the Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. From its inception in 1986, the Young Ham of the Year Award is presented annually to a United States licensed radio amateur who is age 18 years or younger and who has provided outstanding service to the nation, their community, or the betterment of the state of the art in communications through amateur radio. The award is open to any FCC-licensed amateur radio operator residing in the United States or its possessions, or Industry Canada-licensed radio amateur residing in the Canadian provinces who is aged 18 years or younger and who has used amateur radio to significantly contribute to the benefit of the service, to the state of the communications art, to their community, or the nation. All nominations must be submitted before midnight, May 30th. So if you've been thinking of nominating a deserving young ham, the window of opportunity is closing fast. Please visit our website, www.arnewsline.org, and click the YHOTY link at the top of the page. Tom Medlin, W5KUB, also streams the Huntsville Hamfest and the awards presentation live at W5KUB.com. And of course, we'd love to see you there, but if you can't make it, you can still enjoy one of the best and friendliest hamfests in the country, thanks to Tom. And you'll find more on the Huntsville Hamfest at hamfest.org. And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news, brought to you each and every week for 35 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, 73. Enjoy Dayton, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation. Got to see a little bit of Tom's W5KUB.com stream today from work as they were driving. It was interesting to be able to chat with them in the chat room and watch the video as they were driving. Here's a couple of other things that came in a little bit late. I have it right here. The State of Franklin Friendship Net is a brand new regional net that serves East Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, and Northwest North Carolina. It's a rag chew net. It's held on several linked local repeaters in that area and also worldwide on Echolink. I've checked in a time or two. It's a brand new net. It's only a couple of weeks old. You're invited to join in every Thursday evening, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can find out more details in a list of the net repeaters, and they're adding more all the time, and the Echolink nodes at their Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/stateoffranklinnet, and State of Franklin is all one word, facebook.com/stateoffranklinnet. And also, if you look here, I'm going to show you something. You 6-meter fans, the K5N grid activation group will activate EL58, that's Southwest Pass, Louisiana. If you see this, that's right at the mouth of the Mississippi River. We're going to zoom into that. They'll begin on the 17th and will shoot for a 12 noon start and operate as conditions allow on the 20th. They're going to do E-Skip and SSB and or CW on 50.150. They're going to try Meteor Scatter on 50.256 with K5N as the first sequence. So QSL via W5TFW, Whiskey 5 Tango Fox Whiskey, and SASC is required. And you can email K5N at bellsouth.net. So when you make all of your contacts with the Ham Nation guys, you can go up on 6 and try to find K5N down there at Southwest Pass, the right there, the very tip of the Mississippi River as it spills into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, let's talk about ICOM, shall we? Spring fever? Yeah, I know I do. I want to be in Dayton right now, but I can't make it. But if you're looking for a new toy to take with you on the road, Hit up the season's Ham Fest, which, of course, well underway, especially now that Dayton is going on. Check out ICOM. Some great handhelds en route, on location, and on the go. Like, for instance, the IC92AD. It's a VHF-UHF dual-band, D-Star-ready dual-band. This is a great radio. Submersible construction, withstands the harsh outdoor elements. Wideband receiver, dual-watch capability, VHF-VHF, UHF-UHF, and, of course, VHF or UHF at the same time. Built-in voice recorder in the DV mode. There's a band scope on the large backlit LCD display, 1,304 memory channels. I don't know 1,304 people, so I sure don't know that many things to put in memory, but if you do, it's available for you. There's a GPS mic optional that's great for emergency communications and search and rescue. Go to icomamerica.com/hamnation. You see it right there on your screen. Boy, that's a good-looking radio, isn't it? All the information on ICOM's line of HF, VHF, UHF radios, everything they've got is all right there. And you can enter ICOM's weekly drawing for the swag like T-shirts. Check this T-shirt out. This T-shirt right here. The T-shirts and hats. Let me get that. Here we go. The says Ham Crew. Can you see that? Yeah, I don't know. I can't see it because I'm blocking my view, but looks the same front and back. You're going to see a lot of these running around Dayton, I guarantee you. In fact, I saw Ray Novak had one that said Stage Crew on it. Kind of cool. But anyway, go check that out. And you'll find that at icomamerica.com/hamnation. You can win that shirt, hats, all kinds of stuff. And a monthly grand prize drawing for a free radio. And George has information on that. icomamerica.com/hamnation. All the rules are there. Check out all the previous drawing winners. George, tell us about that radio. I want to hear about it.
For me, ICOM has given away the IC V8000 75-watt VHF mobile. It's the most powerful mobile in its class. It's got dynamic memory scan, exclusive weather alert scan, easy operation, and it's got the power you need for the ultimate two-meter mobile experience. Now, you can register after each episode of Ham Nation. That means in May you can register five times. So after the show tonight, go to icomamerica.com/hamnation and throw your name in the hat. And, Don, I think I hear someone else in here with us.
Who?
Hey,
oh!
It is.
Hey!
It's going to be great.
It's our fearless leader. Hi, Dad.
Howdy. Thanks to the wonderful miracle of hotel internet, we have this crummy signal, but we're here and glad to be listening along. We just got back from the hall. We've been there all day. And some of the video I got to see a while ago that that Ray made was great. And Speedy is here. The guys from Viasat, they're here. Got their setup all ready to go, so we'll be up to on the internet. KUB has got his stuff all ready to hook up. W5KUB, and you guys want to be watching for him. He'll be streaming this whole thing, as well as I think Ray is going to do a lot of things from the ICOM booth. And we've got 100-foot catch us, George, 100-foot of booth space this year in Audio Alley. It's really cool. And Sarah's got all kinds of free stuff they're giving away, and it's just going to be so much fun. And of course, I've already been just bombarded with guys wanting me to sign the new book, so we're releasing it here. So it's just going to be great. So I'm really excited to see Gordon in the morning, and Julian is here. I'll see them early tomorrow morning, and then in the afternoon we'll get to say hi to the Garlic King, Mike will be in. And I guess everybody will be here by this time tomorrow, so we'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of guys and gals. But we had a wonderful time on 40 meters coming out here. You know, I had a little session I showed you a couple weeks ago, how I put that MFJ on license plate holder and the Hustler. It just worked great. I had a lot of fun on 40 meters, got some 2-meter stuff as I went through some of the cities and called some of my friends. It was great. I even got to hear Cheryl's station. Cheryl, we heard Dave. I had a nice signal, but I called him, and then he was off and running, so I missed him. But tell him I got to hear him. Does that count? But we had a good time, Mobile. HF Mobile is killer. If you haven't done HF Mobile, you got to do it. And this MFJ license plate mount, buddy, that's the way. You don't have to drill any holes, or at least a bunch of holes that you can see. So we've had a good time, and it's been real busy, Steve and Jerry, my left and right arm here, put it all together. So we'll look forward to seeing all of you here that do attend Dayton. And if you're just on the urge, why, George, the weather report here is 20% of rain, spotty rain. So I don't know. Like you guys, you look on the internet and it says 70%, and yet that isn't what they're saying here on local TV. So I don't know what I don't believe weathermen, so we just forget it. But thanks for letting me check in, and I hope you're able to see us okay. And we'll take time to see the rest of the show here and look forward to seeing everybody at this fun place, Dayton, Ohio, at Hera Arena. Thanks very much for keeping it all going, everybody, and greetings to the chat room. I'll jump over there in a little bit and talk to those guys, too.
All right, Bob, it was great to see you tonight, and we'll be seeing you in person tomorrow. Are you making it to the ICOM dealer dinner? Do you know yet?
I won't know that yet. I won't know. It's going to be touch and go. I don't know at this point. I hope I can, because I like to go through that WOW setup with you. But we'll just have to see what happens as things get rolling here tomorrow if we're ready to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll be seeing you and looking forward to a big weekend.
You have a good trip up here, and we'll talk then. Sorry you can't be here, Don, but we'll hold your seat down for next year, okay?
Good. You keep my place warm there. I'll keep your place warm here. How's that sound?
Okay. Thanks a lot for taking over things here, you guys.
Happy to help.
All right. 7-3, Bob.
7-3, my friend.
Well, Don, what
George,
did you say?
George, you got smoke and solder?
Yes, I was about to say, why don't we do smoke and solder? But this week, I'm not actually smoking or soldering anything. I had a sit-down with my partner in crime, Tommy Martin, N5ZNO, over on the Amateur Logic set, and we talked about our plans for Dayton this year and just how much fun it is and what we're planning on trying to find there and buy and such. So let's take a look at that.
We're going to forego smoking solder this week on Ham Nation because Bob and Gordo are gone. They're already in Dayton, man.
Oh, lucky guys.
They are. So we're going to talk about Dayton here tonight because we're both going.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't hardly wait.
I am, too. We're going to leave out of here Thursday and get there when?
A little afternoon, I think.
Afternoon? Yeah. We got some fun things lined up, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got the ICOM dealer dinner?
Yeah, that'll be at the Voice of America Museum. That's going to be a lot of fun. Friday night, where we're going?
Yeah, WLW.
Yeah, the big AM transmitter site where they used to run 500 kilowatts.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that.
That's too. That old transmitter's still there. We saw a little bit of it, a couple of weeks ago here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go in for the tour and see the full thing there. And, of course, Hamvention. Goes without saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting all the people, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there is going to be, 25,000, I think, was the attendance last year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 25,000 hams in one place? Well, you can't unless you've been to Dayton.
There are rubber ducks everywhere.
It is. Oh. I don't know what else you can say about that.
I saw people with hard hats with rubber ducks sticking out of them. It's pretty interesting to get that many hams together.
Yeah, and Tom Medlin will be there, W5KUB, doing his streaming. And ICOM's going to be doing some streaming, too.
Yeah, I think they're going to be streaming the whole time this year, aren't they?
I don't think the whole time. I think they're going to stream some of the contest university. There was one other event they're going to stream, and I believe they're going to do some streaming from their booth live, but you can go to icomamerica.com and get the particulars on that. But, for me, I want to get by and I want to see all that new gear that's there from all the vendors, but I want to go out to that boneyard.
Oh, yeah. That's we didn't even get to maybe a fourth of it last year.
That was about it, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll start there this year.
Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier. Instead of starting at the front of it, we'll work our way from the back.
Yeah, go to the places we didn't get last time.
Yeah. You think they'll be arranged in the same order?
I'm counting on it.
Yeah.
But I kind of doubt it. Just don't know.
There's just no way you can see everything that's there, but you can take a good stab at it. And if they don't have it at Dayton Hamvention, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, you just can't get it.
Yeah. So what have you got on your shopping list this year?
Man, I just so happen to have my shopping list here. I got actually quite a few things, but they're all kind of small this year.
Yeah.
I need audio connectors of just miscellaneous.
Well, I do too. I need some more quarter inch stereo foam plugs and probably some mini plugs.
Yeah, I got some projects I want to do with some minis, and need some audio transformers to go along with those as well, if I can find them.
I do too, you know, and that's one thing I always look for when I go to the Ham Fest is for some good quality audio transformers. Now, you can get audio transformers at Radio Shack for a few bucks, but they don't have very much bottom end, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't, as we saw earlier.
Roll off about 300 hertz or so. Yeah. So finding a good quality audio transformer can be a challenge these days because there's not as many manufacturers. But look around your Ham Fest. Wait a minute. Don't look around Dayton because Tommy and I are going to be looking there.
Yeah, we're going to have to go for those first.
Yeah, I guess that should be moved up to the top of the list.
We can also look for some old gear maybe we can rob some out of.
Well, that is true. Yes, definitely.
Old telephone modems and things.
Well, I think I'd want one a little better than what would be in a telephone modem. Maybe an old audio console or something like that. You'd find some really good ones.
There's bound to be some gear with some in it out there.
Yeah. I want to get a Megger. I don't know if everyone knows what a Megger is, but it's basically it's like a high-resistance ohm meter. It measures megohms. But it doesn't just, you know, take a D cell and measure the megohms on a cable. You would check a cable that's not connected at the ends. And what you're looking for is the breakdown resistance between the center conductor and the shield in the case of coax. So it puts a higher voltage down there. So, you know, it could possibly flash over a little quicker with that. And you can check cable for insulation leakage and you know, different kind of problems. So you could basically take an old piece of coax and tell if it was any good or not.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I've been looking for that at several Hamfests now and have about been able to come up with
one. Yeah, I remember you looking around the Jackson Hamfest for that.
Hey, you got anything else on your list?
Yeah. You know, last time I bought a whole bag of ferrite clip-on beads. And I'll be honest, I've used every one of them but two. So I'm going to get another bag of those.
Yeah, I was looking through my junk box the other night, and I found about 20 of them in there I have not used yet. So
I thought I had 20 of them.
You may have it one time. So I'm probably won't get those this year. If I find a good deal, though, you can't have too many.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to definitely get some more of those.
What else you got?
I want to get an audio generator.
Yeah, a little audio oscillator.
Yeah, I had a little project I was working on. I could have used one.
They're mighty handy to have.
Yeah, and also I think I may get a programming cable for my IC92AD handy talkie.
Yeah.
When I bought the thing, I decided to kind of go gung-ho and program it by hand so I'd know how.
The real man's way.
Yeah, real man's way. And so I know how to do that now. And
that was enough.
Now I want to, I kind of got spoiled by my little ID31 being able to load it up with the software.
Yeah.
So I think I might pick up one of those.
Yeah. I've got on my list here, I want to get some HDMI cable adapters. I've got a few there last year, and that was good. But I'd like to find some little longer cables and, like I say, adapters. You can't have too many of those.
Oh, yeah.
HDMI is pretty popular these days, so you need some for that. I've also got on my list solder wick because I've done a lot more desoldering lately than I want to do, and I'm running low on solder wick. But the main thing I got on this year's list is I want a good, cheap desoldering station.
Good and cheap. That's kind of an oxymoron.
Well, it is. But you know, basically it's a soldering iron with a hole in the tip and there's a vacuum hook to it, so it just sucks that solder right out of the holes on the PC board. And that really works a lot better than solder wick or the pump-up vacuum desoldering tools or any of that. And it's about time I had one. I've done enough desoldering now that I can see the value in it, but you know, I can't spend $400 or $500 or more. I'm looking for, you know, something in the between $100 and $200.
Yeah, that'd be pretty handy to have. I actually bought some solder wick the first time I went to date with Jim.
Uh-huh.
I bought a little roll of it. I still got it.
Cool. Yeah.
Probably find it under that solder stuff sign.
Yeah.
Soldering.
This tells me you have not been soldering enough.
I haven't been desoldering enough.
Okay. And one thing I usually have on my list, I didn't put it on there this year because my drawers where I keep it are full over there, is heat shrink tubing. You always need, you know, a good assortment of heat shrink.
Good idea.
I triggered something there. So, yeah, heat shrink. All this little kind of stuff. You can get it, you know, various places. But, hey, if you're at Dayton or a ham fest somewhere, why not grab it, you know, while it's there and you can actually put it in your hands?
Yeah. I bought, first time I went with Jim, I bought a whole bunch of heat shrink tubing, but I need some small.
Yeah.
It's all kind of big.
Well, Tommy, I appreciate you dropping in with us on Ham Nation tonight and talking a little bit about the Dayton Hamvention. I can't wait, man. We've only got, well, we'll be leaving out in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be early flight out and leaving late Sunday coming home.
Yeah. So we'll be there for the full Dayton experience. We won't get to see everything. There's just too much going on, but something every night, all kinds of different special events going on with Contest University and DX dinners and one thing or another. But hey, if you see us there, then stop by and say hello. We'll be wandering around. If you see a guy, though, that has a big nose and a plastic mustache below it, that's not me. So just don't talk to that guy. He may be trying to hide and get through the flea market.
Yeah. But, well, I appreciate you having me on here.
All right. So there you go. George. Okay.
That's, hey, if you're looking for that desoldering station, I bet I can tell you who to go look up to find that. Joe Eisenberg, K0NEB. He does the kit building for him. He's also known as the guy with the cat in the hat, the big tall red and white cat in the hat. He's the only guy there. I mean, he's famous. He's probably the most photographed guy in Dayton. He does the kit building for him. He knows where you can find all that stuff. So go look him up, and I bet you he can find that desoldering station for you.
Well, I plan on doing that. As a matter of fact, I emailed Joe today or yesterday, I don't remember when, and we're planning on connecting up out there and hanging out a little bit. So I will put that question to him. Well, what do you say we give away something, Don?
Fabulous idea. George, take it away.
You know, last week I had planned to ask the question, how many people will attend the Dayton Hamvention? Or did attend the Dayton Hamvention last year. Well, what I actually ask is how many attended in 2013. We don't know that figure yet. But if you put in a guess, it's going to be about the same as this year. And the estimated number is approximately 25,000. So I had a winner, and that was Jan Pettit, KK6ABZ. And she caught on and said, that's a very difficult question to answer. But she guessed around 25,000. So congratulations, Jan. You're going to win this copy of Jerry Busting's Constructing HF Wire Antennas, the great book from Jerry Busting, KR7KZ. And you can find this at most local ham radio dealers. Now, for next week, Don, you showed us something last week, and that kind of threw up a flag with Ray.
Oh, the clock.
And look,
you got one.
I got one. One of the rare treasured, ICOM World Clock. And I didn't know what it did. Yeah, when you turned the dial there, I didn't know what was was going on. Yeah, but you
get in tight on that. Look, let me show you here. Get in tight on me. Let me show you. And you turn it.
It synchronizes up to the time to the location you set the dial on there. So that's really cool. And this thing is heavy as a brick, too. I mean, that's no lightweight piece of metal.
Yeah, it's a substantial little clock. It really is.
Yeah. So Ray looked through the archives there at ICOM and came up with one of these, and that's what we're going to give away. If you'd like to win this, well, then answer this question for me. Which value of an AC signal results in the same power dissipation as a DC voltage of the same value? A, It's the peak-to-peak value. B, it's the peak value. C, it's the RMS value. And D, it's the reciprocal of the RMS value. So if you think you know the answer to that, send me an email to hamnationcontest@gmail.com, and you could win this ICOM World Clock. And we'll be giving that away on next week's show. And the other contest that we've been talking about that ICOM is sponsoring is the Field Day Contest. That's going to be a rugged IC7200 HF transceiver, the one sitting here beside me, but it's going to have a Gigaparts custom shop paint job on it. It'll either be olive drab green, Vietnam-era camouflage, or the new digital desert camouflage. It'll be the winner's choice what they want, and they're going to get that painted up and shipped out to the winner before field day. So, It's a full station. It's also going to come with a small 30-amp switching supply here from MFJ, a radio waves DX80 antenna, and master and guide rope from Gigaparts. And MFJ is also throwing in some coax cable and this big ear antenna set here. I know you can't see the ends of this, but these are telescopic antennas that extend out 18 foot each. So you can work 40 meters and up, and it's got a coil in here so you can tune to the various bands. And you can use that without a tuner if you've got an SWR meter, and most modern rigs do, of course. And to top it off, we're also going to have a HowlSound ProSat 3. And if you'd like to win that, well, go check out the latest Amateur Logic episode or go to amateurlogic.tv/contest. And find out how to register. That's coming up soon. You know, field day's not that far off. So we're going to have the drawing before field day so that we have time to get all this shipped and in the hands of the lucky winner. And let's see, what else do we have here? I think that's it, Don. So what do you want to do next?
I think we should bring Cheryl in and talk to some of our chat room people. Cheryl, are you with us tonight?
Up in, hi, guys. There she is. Hi, Don. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Hi, George. Hey, thanks for taking the helm tonight. I hope that my video is doing it's solid here. I know some of everybody else has had a little bit of difficulty. Sorry, we missed Amanda there. At least Bob chimed in there from the hotel. That was pretty great. And hi, Bob, if you're watching or listening. And hello to everybody in the chat room, and glad to see you in there tonight. So we do have some questions and things that have been going on in the interim here. Now, let's see. First off, I wanted to say to you, George, that is really a great clock that you got there for that gift, or the prize, shall we say. And it did have some weight to it, so apparently it could possibly act as a paperweight, too. I mean, it was substantial as far as weight, too, and it really looked nice. So nice.
It could act as a weapon. That thing is so heavy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you had a bunch of things on your wish list for Dayton, and I thought they were all very nice items that you were looking for. And Phil, CR7AFP, he says that on that shrink tubing, he had this, it was worth honorable mention here. I thought I'd bring it on here. Thermal resin shrink tube is even better. Thermal resin, have you heard of that, George?
I have not heard of that. I wonder if it's the kind of heat shrink tubing that has the glue on the inside, so when you melt it, it bubbles out the end and gives you a watertight connection.
Sure. And we have a question here that I thought was an interesting one. And apparently we have K-I-W-E-E. It's not really a call sign, so I'll say Kiwi. Says his call sign is still in process, so congratulations on your license. He says, but can I still enter the icomamerica.com/en/hamnation without it? If he doesn't have his call sign, is he still able to enter that contest, George? Do you know?
That is an excellent question, and one to which I do not have an answer. I'm not sure about that. I would think maybe if he has his CSCE, he can. So I would recommend where they ask for the call sign, you know, put on there that he's holding a CSCE, and let's see what happens.
Very good, very good. And KA2OFM Bill, he wanted me to ask if you received the WECA badge yet. He said he made you an honorary member. Did you receive that?
I did, and it's hanging up here above me on the wall, so I can't
jump up there and grab it real quick. But thanks for that. That's nice to be an honorary member of a committee that is in a place I've never been.
Awesome. That's cool. That really is. And, you know, we've had Andy out here, N2FYE. Now, this is not the first time, so he's on round two for asking this. And I apologize for not getting on before, Andy. But he says, is there a Ham Nation QRP episode in the works? He originally says, are there any plans for a show about QRP? Might be nice to see some QRP rigs in operation, like the HB1B or the MFJ 9200, something like that. Do you have anything in the works for that you know of, George?
I don't know of anything in particular right now. Of course, you know, I completed a soft rock recently, and I do plan on bringing that back with another kit that makes a nice addition to it. So possibly. I'm not a big QRP-er myself. As a matter of fact, I don't get on the air nearly as much as I'd like because I spend a good bit of time doing this video. But, you know, QRP is an interesting thing. I've got a lot of friends who are really big time into it, so I need to explore it.
I know I showed the FT-817 video several months back, right around field day time, I think, and I think that may be as close as we've gotten. That's a great show idea.
Great, Don. And good job on that news line, by the way, Mr. Don. We love that.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. You know, also K9MIT Chip, he also said he seconded the QRP question. So I said I would take his second motion on that, just so they do have a hot interest on it. Now, I was at this club membership meeting for the North Shore Radio Club, the ns9rc.org, and they were on their solder class 102 the other night, which I was taking. I think it's really important for everybody to learn how to solder. And I want you to know, guys, that there's a great information. It's www.ns9rc.org. They actually have a link to some of the training. So anybody wants some tips about soldering and wants to know all about the different types of solder, I believe there's a link on the front page that you can go down to in their training. And it's really, really interesting. They covered a whole bunch of stuff about kits. George, I think that's just so phenomenal what you do and where to buy from and everything else. It was just so great. And maybe I'll put up a little sheet next week for some of the links for that. I know you got a lot of them too, George. But, you know, there's always one more for you or a couple more. You never know. But thanks for all that, guys. And I do believe there's some... You had mentioned, Don, about the YouTube to search for Ham Nation videos, and you said check K0NEB. And I just wanted, right. Is that the correct one to look for?
Yes, K0 Nebraska, K0NEB. Okay. That's Joe Eisenberg. He's the editor of the kit, or the author of the kit building column in CQ Magazine, and he does a great kit building forum every year at Dayton. If you haven't seen Joe's kit building forum, you definitely need to go because it's worth the hour that you'll spend in there.
Wow, sounds really good. I'll have to check that out myself. Thanks for that. And we had a person on the chat room, George and Don. They and we'll start with George, and then we'll move on to you, Don, for the second part of it. Could you recommend a mobile HF antenna was the question. That's just a great question, honestly. Go ahead, George.
Well, I could, but there are so many choices. What I use myself is an Outbacker Junior. It's about 4 foot tall, not as tall as the one that Gordon has. And, you know, it's just I guess it's made out of fiberglass. It's a whip that has several taps in it, and you put a coil of wire around it, and it's got banana plugs on it, so you just plug into whichever tap for whichever band you want to operate. But really, I would like to have a screwdriver antenna. I just haven't got the nerve to spend that much money on an antenna and put it on top of my truck and let my wife knock it off.
good one. And Dan, how about you?
I've a lot of people swear by the old ham sticks and you know, the single band ham sticks, fiberglass ham sticks. They're cheap. You can, you know, get one for every band for what, probably, I don't know, 15-20 bucks a piece. I never had the ham sticks. I know a lot of people swear by them. I started out with HF mobile with an Outbacker Perth Plus, which like George says, has the Wanderly. That's what they call it. It's a great antenna. It's made in Australia, hence the name Outbacker. And it works really, really good. I made a mobile contact from South Mississippi to McMurdo Station, Antarctica, on 100 watts with an ICOM 706 in that antenna. So I can tell you right now it works. The only bad thing about that is just like, you know, you're driving down the road and you want to change bands, you got to get out and adjust that wander lead and maybe jack the tip up and down a little bit. I've gone through a couple of screwdriver antennas right now. I'm on the Little Tar Heel 2. I started out with the original Little Tar Heel, which is 6 meters through 40. I think it handles 200 watts. The Little Tar Heel 2 continues up to 80 meters. It's got much finer windings on the coil, and hence it only handles 100 watts. But it will get you to 80 meters, and it also works very, very good. And I've got a turbo tuner that I've used with the ICOM 706 and also with the 7000. But it comes with a rocker switch that you can actually jack the antenna up and down manually. You just watch the SWR meter, and you can tune it in that way if you don't want to spend the money on a turbo tuner. But yeah, the screwdriver antennas are really, really good. And you know, I've never used a Texas bug catcher. You know, that's a big, ugly antenna, but, you know, it's very efficient and it works. So that's another way to go. But I swear by the screwdriver antennas, and I particularly like the Little Tar Heels.
Yeah, I think for the money, those ham sticks, or I think MFJ actually makes those now, but those are excellent antennas for the money. Mm-hmm. If you want a monoband antenna that's pretty tall, but also the Hustlers, a lot of people like those old Hustlers.
Well, Bob's using that Hustler on his BMW SUV, he said, for 40 meters. And the nice thing about those ham sticks, Iron Horse, I think, makes those as well, is you can actually make a rotatable dipole for portable operation with those monoband fiberglass ham stick type antennas. So very versatile.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, very good information, guys. I really, really liked both your answers. And I concur on the Tar Heel, too. We've had that coupled to the ICOM 7000 in the truck and made contacts all over the place. There's really nothing like driving down the road and talking all over the country and around the world while you're in a vehicle. It's quite fun. So, yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. And moving on here, it looks like I just wanted to mention that I had a chance this afternoon to check in with the special event station. N5H Bill has logged me in, and I had a nice chat with him in Texas. And I plan to check in with the remaining of three there, so I can also have a one of those certificates that they've got for the 100th Ham Nation show. And I really encourage everybody to do that. It looks like a real exciting thing to have, and you know, we want you to know that we'd love to hear from you, and they would love to hear from you on all the nets. So please make a point of doing that, so you can get yours too. But remember, if you want a hard copy directly from the individuals, you do have to send your self-addressed stamped envelope to the N5H, the W6H, the W1H, and the N0H to get that. Otherwise, the other ones would be downloadable for you, of course. We'd love to have you do that, because it's a nice, exciting thing to get a nice certificate for a special event station. We like you guys, and thanks for watching the show. We always like coming into your home and your offices, wherever you might be. Could be in a hotel. And thanks for the podcast listeners, too. And thank you for the bandwidth, Mr. Leo Laporte. And I think that should be a wrap for me tonight, guys. And I wish you well at the show, George. Safe travel to you. And Don and you and I, we aren't going to be there. So what can we say? We're hoping for next year, right?
That's right. I'm definitely planning on next year. I'm on an every other date and schedule now, but I have not missed Huntsville, Alabama since 1995. So that's in exactly 3 months. So I'm definitely looking forward to Huntsville. You know what I like about this Ham Nation 100 episode special event is that it's not just going during the time of Dayton. It's going to be going for 2 weeks from now until the 100th episode. So you've got time to make those four stations. I'm looking forward to doing that myself. I did a little DX last night. I caught Macedonia and Israel last night on 20 meters with 100 watts. So they've had some big sunspots, three huge X-class solar flares just in the last two or three days, and it tore 40 meters up for a while, but 20 meters was hopping last night. So get on HF and make some contacts in between looking for the Ham Nation stations, and of course K5N on 6 meters this weekend. So just get out and work, make contacts, get out there and call CQ, because that's what ham radio is all about, right?
Absolutely,
right, George?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
I just wanted to say one quick thing, Don. Are you going to be able to check into the after show QSO? I'll look for you.
I'm gonna try. Today. It's a little late now, and it's 9:30, and it's a little late, and I probably want to go maybe watch some TV with my wife. But yeah, I'll try to get you tonight. try to make that contact. That's what I want.
Look forward to it.
I want that one. I want you in my book.
Okay, I want you in mine too. So everybody check out 3847 or 3850 for the after show QSO on 75 meters tonight. Thanks for watching Ham Nation. See you next time.
Thanks, Cheryl. And thank you, George, for being here. And, of course, thanks to Gordon and Bob for all they do. They'll be back after Dayton. And the kids will continue to play while the grown-ups are away, I guess. So we'll go ahead and put a wrap on it for tonight. But thank you, Cheryl. I'm sorry we couldn't get to Amanda. We had some technical problems. It's been a while since we've seen her smiling face, and we're looking forward to seeing her again soon. So, George, any final words for us tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just sorry you and Cheryl can't make it to Dayton, but I'll have some fun for y'all too. 7:30.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Thanks, George. We appreciate everything you do. There's a reason why Smoke and Solder is such an important part of this show. It's the most popular part of the show and a big reason for the success of this and also of Amateur Logic. And congratulations on your winning the Dayton Hamvention Special Achievement Award this year. Could not go to a more deserving person. And we're awfully proud of you, George.
Hear, hear.
Well, thanks, Don. That's quite an honor. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. Well, that's going to do it for us here in South Mississippi and in Central Mississippi and also up in Illinois. So we'll say 73 as we hear Joe Walsh. As he played us in, he's going to play us out. So 73 from us to you, and be safe in your travels and enjoy Dayton, and we'll see you right here next week. So 73 from AE5DW. Good night.